Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. Today we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam. This beautiful hadith is about a very important topic, one of the principal and very vital Islamic virtues, and that is maintaining ties and relations with one's kin. As you know, it's an obligation to maintain ties with one's kins, with one's relatives, and it's considered a grave sin to cut off one's relation with them. This is something which has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. In the Holy Quran, we read the following: May it not be that if you were to wield authority, you would cause corruption in the land and cut off the ties of kinship. They are the ones whom Allah has cursed. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. So he made them deaf and blinded their sight. This is a stern warning, and it kind of alludes to the severity of breaking the ties with kin in the Holy Quran. And the Quran says that even if you were given power and you were to become the ruler of the entire world, this doesn't give you the right to cut off your ties with your relatives. In any case, in this beautiful hadith, the Imam alayhi salam, he alludes to one of the unfaithful and one of the very bad consequences of doing so. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "The sin that hastens one's death is cutting off ties with one's kin." Right? So if we break ties with one's kin, this can decrease our lifespan. It can hasten death. And conversely, if we maintain good relations with them, you know, it has a good effect on, you know, increasing our lifespan. In another similar tradition, Imam Ali alayhi salam also mentions another bad consequence and effect of cutting ties with one's relatives. He says, if they cut off ties with their kin, their wealth will be placed at the disposal of evil people. Meaning this person's wealth will end up in the hands of, you know, very bad people, and you know, they will do bad things with his wealth. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also mentions another effect of cutting ties with one's relatives. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily, angels do not go to visit a people if among them lives one who has cut ties with his kin." Right? Angels will not go and visit such a person. And you know, this is also, you know, a corollary to this is that, you know, this person will not be enjoy the blessings that the visitation of the angels it brings with them. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the consequences and outcomes of cutting one's ties with one's relatives. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.